Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Good morning on this beautiful day. Oh, down here at NBC Grand Studios, I looked across the street at Sherwood Park, and they are having a ball over there. It's Kite Day. And, you know, they had to let that go last year, but they brought it back now, and what a beautiful day for Kite Day, and all the kids, and a lot of fun things going on over there. So I'm sure some of you may be even on your way down here with the kids. But my buddy Mark is here. Good morning, Mark. Do you have a minute? He's saying hi. He's a
good morning.
Good morning. Did you ever go fly a kite?
I have. I've been told to more times than I actually
okay.
have.
I kind of let that open for you, didn't
in several different languages as well.
Oh, wow. I'm impressed. Well, looks like a good time going on over there.
It's a nice breezy day, high skies. It looks great. Bring your kids out.
Yes, absolutely. And our guest, though, however, does not have time to go fly a kite today. She's pretty busy getting ready for a big event coming up. And I thought this guest would be appropriate to have here on the day before Mother's Day because she is a mother, and I feel I bet a lot of our troops kind of look upon Karen as a mother because you've got that feeling in your heart. And I have an idea of Karen Carley with Operation Interdependence, she'll tell you all about Operation Interdependence, because you might think you know what that sounds like, but there's a lot to this. And don't you feel kind of like a mother to all the troops?
I do, especially since there's so many young kids that are in our military.
Exactly.
They are my kids.
They are. Karen Carley. Karen with a K. Mm-hmm. And an O.
With an O.
So when you want to go look her up, and by the way, this program will be played, you know, on our Food for Thought Facebook page and podcast, and we got that all set up. So now you can go back and listen to some programs. And so who knows? You may have listeners for a long time by doing this show. And you want to get some word out, but give us a background. You know, I was doing some research on you, Karen. I've known you for quite a while.
Yes, you have.
Maybe the full 19 years that you've been working on this.
Absolutely, yeah.
Tell us exactly what it is, but how the idea came about, because weren't you involved from the very beginning?
Well, in a way, it was founded by a Marine, retired Marine in California.
Okay.
But I joined just shortly afterwards, mm-hmm. just writing notes. That's all I wanted to do. And then several years later, I end up being president, and I'm still president.
And you're still president.
Yes, they have
never let you go.
Nobody wants my job.
Well, you know what? I hate to say it, but I can kind of see why. There's a lot involved in your job.
There is.
Yeah,
yes,
and
true.
When you say write notes, people are going, write notes? Now, what does that have to do with this? It's very important.
It is. In fact, it's the most important item that we do send to our military. We send the small carry packages. A carry package is a quart bag.
There you go.
And it's filled with a lot of goodies, but we found out that the note is the most important item because we are strangers sending to strangers.
And you know, you might think, well, what should I talk about in a note to going to a troop, but we don't know who it's going to. Once you get started, you realize it's not that difficult.
It's not that difficult. Uh-huh. We were talking earlier about the holidays. We feel it's Christmas year round for them, but if there's a holiday coming up, like Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember when I was a kid going out and something, and I go, Halloween. Oh, when I was a kid, I did so-and-so. They appreciate the personal things. It makes them feel more like where they are appreciated. It reminds them more of home, of their childhood or whatever. And that's the kind of thing that they like. Even if you just talk about the weather and your pets, anything.
Absolutely. And how many troops have you touched over the years? Do you have any figures?
It's been well over 2 million troops.
Oh, 2 million.
Yes.
And now that's from Colorado And California?
And California,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. So are they the two states that have this
yes,
program?
Yes, we're the only two states that have the Operation Interdependence. Yes, there's three units in California. They're small. They don't have a whole lot to be able to send a lot of times. And with COVID, of course, some of them have been shut down completely.
Sure. Oh, gosh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. So how did COVID affect you here with our group?
Here, I took some of the stuff home the first mm-hmm. couple of months and worked out of my garage to be able to make sure that we could still send boxes every month. Uh-huh. Since then, we've been able to get back into our
Good.
Warehouse. Was limited at one time, and now we're back into full force again. So we send at least 100 boxes every single month, and
wow.
that supplies 2,500 troops each month.
Oh, my gosh. Just think about that, everyone. The joy, the comfort that you're spreading. And when you talk about these boxes, well, first, we want to talk about the boxes. But how did the name Operation Interdependence come around?
That's a good question.
Oh, you don't know either, okay.
I don't know exactly. I did ask him. I said, why did you use that term? Uh-huh. He says, interdependence means everybody working together.
I
and that's
see.
Why we picked that particular word.
Okay. Because some people are confused.
Yes, a lot right. of people will say Operation Independence.
Yes, yes, yes. yes. But it's interdependence. Okay.
Yes.
And so you've had the one here for 19 years?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. And soon after, the California one got started. Is that right?
They got started a little bit about the same time,
maybe
a few months before
okay.
us.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yes,
all right.
Retired Marine still lives there in California. So, but when he approached my husband and I to take over mm-hmm. as managers, first we said no, and then we said yes.
yes. and have never been able to say no since, right?
Unfortunately or fortunately, whichever way you want to take it. Yeah, that's true. Yes, I can't not walk away from it because the troops mean too much to me.
Do you have family members who have been in the military?
All the way from my grandfather up through two granddaughters.
Oh.
So, yes.
Well, yes, I guess the answer is yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Your granddaughters, what segment of the military have they been involved in?
The oldest one was over in Iraq, and she learned how to take apart and put together just about every kind of vehicle they had over there.
Wow.
While she was there, my other granddaughter, we have no idea what she did. She's not to this day not allowed to talk about it. So,
oh,
one of those kind of situations.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
So.
Very yeah. confidential.
Very
secret.
Confidential.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And I have talked to people who have been in the military. In fact, we had a neighbor that could not say. They could say that they were in the military, and they even then worked as a private citizen after
yeah.
that in the
right.
same field, but could never say a word and never did.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate sometimes, but maybe for their for their security, they actually have to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now, Mark is not waving at you. He's waving kind of at me to tell me that we're going to have to take a break soon because we have so much to talk and what goes in those boxes, but you are a very interesting lady, and we need to know a little bit more about you as well. So get your paper and pencil, though, so you can take a list of what they need for those boxes we're going to talk about. Stick with us.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Go play a kite. Or I should say, come play a kite. We're at River Park. Annual kite day.
I think I've been here for at least 30 of them. And, Sherwood Park, which is kind of right behind Old Chicago back here, right by the radio stations. We're going to be here from 10 till noon today. Admission is free. First 600 kids get a free kite. If your kid's 601, you might be out of luck.
Maybe, but I think there are a limit of 600 kites.
Right, absolutely. A big thanks to Grand Junction Park and Rec. Also, big thanks to Bumpin' Jump for coming out here. Also, Metal Gold. And we've got Texas Truck here, first responders here, Mason County Sheriff's Office, Grand Junction PD and Fire Departments, and Colorado State Patrol. And we've got some prizes we're giving away as well.
Yeah, and don't forget about Grand Valley Power. They're our big sponsor this year, making this all happen.
Absolutely. The weather is fantastic. We have a nice breeze for flying kites. So bring your family down, and the kids are going to have a ball down here. We've got lots of booths for you to check out as well, and it's a lot of fun.
Don't forget about the belly dancers. They're right here in the booth when you come in for Kite Day at Sherwood Park.
I love it when people do their own creative idea and something that I hadn't seen before or thought of before. All of a sudden, someone will bring in a picture of what they did at their house, and it's awesome. We have lots of backyard stuff as well as indoor remodeling products. We've got brick, veneer, stone, all kinds of boulders, gravel, of course, retaining walls and pavers. We've always got that stuff. Fire pits are really popular. It's a real cheap way to make a fun area in your backyard. Find us at the Brickyard, 2860 I-70 Business Loop, Montrose on North Townsend. We make it easy to build hard things.
Ideally, you get the wisdom teeth removed before age 25. Later on, they can cause pain, infections, cavities that may contribute to problems on the teeth in front of them, which can be concerning. I'm Dr. David Lillian at Grand Junction Oral Surgery. If you have questions or concerns about your wisdom teeth, come and visit us for a consultation, at which time we'll discuss what treatment would be most beneficial for you.
Call Grand Junction Oral Surgery, 241-2820, or visit grandjunctionoralsurgery.net.
Sean Moon here with River City Real Estate. I know that the market right now is ridiculous. Inventory levels are low and it's a seller's market. The fear that you won't be able to find a replacement home is real. If I have to go out and knock on doors to find you a home, I will do that. Don't forget, we have new construction that allows you to have a home in place before you sell yours. There are lots of options out there for you. Don't let fear stop you from selling or buying a home right now. 970-260-9948. Call me right now.
Suck it up.
It's not a big deal.
Snap out.
Just get over it.
We've all heard it. But if you're experiencing extreme stress, it's not just in your head. It can affect your entire body because toxic stress can hurt us physically without us even knowing it. If you've lost a job, worry about your next meal, or have trouble making it through the day, if you're feeling the effects of stress, we can help. Text STRESS to 211-211. Find a solution.
Anybody that disagrees with them is called a racist, and yet they're the racists.
Mark Levin.
Stop letting them get away with this.
Weekday afternoons at 4, KNZZ.
Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Okay, and we're having lots of fun and talking about something very meaningful with a mother, because today is the day before Mother's Day. But quickly want to remind you that to go to our Food for Thought Facebook page, be nice if you'd like us. there's where you can get the program as well. And we're podcast, and so 1100 KNZZ. AM and 92.7 FM, our radio show is on. See, we've grown since you were here last. We are now on FM as well. Karen Carley, who is manager. What's your official title now?
I am Colorado State Manager and National President.
And National President of?
Operation Interdependence.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is for, because we might have someone just tuning in.
We send care packages to our military all around the world, land and sea.
And every month?
Every month.
Did, and you were able to stick with that during the 2020, that
yes,
year?
During the 2020. Yeah. 2020 miss, yes, actually. We did manage to do that. We started out in my garage, I did. Then when things got a little bit better, we opened back up, very limited, of course, and now we are back up and running full force.
Full force means, and where are you located?
We're at 2944 I-70 Business Loop.
Okay.
In the same parking lot as Overhead Door Company.
Oh, that's probably a good, I think you've always kind of used that as the way to direct
really
people.
Do,
yes,
because
yes.
It is kind of difficult to find. The address is really not a good way to find it.
Right, right. So, yeah. And you must make big bucks being the manager and with all those titles.
Oh, absolutely. I'm 100% volunteer, and I always get a raise every year. Nothing is still nothing, you know.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes. You keep adding zeros
do,
to it, right?
Do,
yes.
Exactly. So,
but that is amazing. And I don't think you have any paid staff here, do you?
No, one is paid. We are all 100% volunteers.
So, yes. So just think about this, everyone, when you're, you know, considering, I know there's so many things to donate to, especially with the pandemic and all, but got to remember those young troops over there.
Absolutely.
Young, middle-aged, and others, right?
Yeah, that's yes, right.
Does
right.
Not forget any of them.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
That's right.
And this is a program unique to Colorado and California.
Is, Yes, it
right?
is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, and I looked, I'm trying to find now, I had the figures of how much you did last year. I think it was like around $34,000.
Something like that. Right.
Dollars
right.
worth. And a huge group of, what were your numbers of packages you sent out last year? Do you know?
Right offhand, I don't remember.
Yeah. I will find it on our next break because I do know I have it in all of these notes I have about you. And you and your husband got involved 19 years ago.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you're carrying on, and he's probably watching over you, making sure.
I'm sure he probably is.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Keep up the fight, Karen, yes. right?
We try.
Absolutely. And in these little packs, what's the size of the packages that you send to the troops?
What we do send is we put the 25-quart bags into the large flat-rate military box.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay.
The 25 of them, if a commander has 100 military people, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. then he gets 4 boxes, this kind of thing. That way everybody
okay,
gets something.
Okay, so everybody gets, okay.
Nobody is left out.
And in every one of those is a note.
Handwritten note, yes.
And, you know that's, you know, we all could sit down and write a couple notes. And does it have to be on special paper?
No, I have been asked that question before, and I say, well, you can write it on just about anything but toilet paper, as far as I know.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Although, you know, if they got too desperate, they might. It's getting a little bit.
Well, different. Of course, everybody has some.
exactly. So, but, no, it basically can be just as short as 4 little lines, or as long as you'd like for it to be. Written on just about anything. So
great.
It's strangers sending to strangers, and we have found out that even if they get things from home, they take our packages because it means that somebody, a stranger, took the time
there
to
you
say
go.
Thank you.
Wow. How important for us and to take the time. I mean, of course, as I was reading on your website, especially last year, if you're looking for something to do, you could do more of those notes because you're home,
exactly,
right?
exactly. I have one guy that writes anywhere from 150 to 300 notes for us every single month.
Bless his heart.
And it's so refreshing to get to know that there is somebody that's willing to do that on their own.
Oh my gosh, that is really something. He needs to be thanked.
Oh, he is quite.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Now, we talk about these boxes and how important the notes are, and you probably have some stories about, do you ever hear back from these troops who get these notes?
We do occasionally. It's, we even get some that will be personalized to the person that wrote the note. We don't always know who they are, but
sure,
we try to
sure.
let people know. We put it out on our Facebook and emails and this kind of thing to let people know, because they can't get, I had one lady write and say, it reminded me so much of home. I thank you for what it is.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. And that must make everyone who sends those notes, and it's an indication that they really are valued.
Yes.
And look forward to getting those notes.
And we hear so often that it is Christmas every time they get a package from us, they consider it Christmas.
Okay. People don't laugh, but on our break, Mark and Karen and I were talking about, we all love Christmas so much. We have this passion. And since we're going to be talking about a yard sale you guys are having, Mark says, this is a good time to find some good Christmas ornaments and things. And it is. What goes into these boxes besides the note?
Besides the notes, we try to send high protein items as much as possible. The protein bars, Slim Jims is good.
Oh, sure.
Beef jerky. Anything really that is factory sealed and will fit inside a quart bag. A lot of the things, peanuts is good.
Okay.
Because that's high in protein.
Sure.
Even the tuna pouches.
Sure.
Yeah, we can send the tuna pouches. We prefer the pouches over the cans, obviously.
I can see why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we try to put as things that are flat as much as possible.
Sure.
Oatmeal, even hot chocolate, even in the summertime.
Yeah, in those packets, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
And the little drink mixes, for example.
Oh, sure.
It helps them give them a little bit of flavor instead of just plain old water.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes. And sometimes the water may not be cold.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Not too terribly tasty. And occasionally we send candy, you know, as
sure.
It cannot be twist tied, anything like the little mini Tootsie Rolls or anything like that.
I gotcha.
But, and they like the fireballs because I have heard that if you're standing guard and you get a little bit sleepy, they will pop a fireball in their mouth to help keep them awake.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we have to
remember.
the fireballs. Well, it makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. Anything spicy, your hot little cinnamon discs, anything like that.
Oh, sure.
Yes,
Exactly. Yeah. So, prepackaged, though, make
prepackaged,
sure. Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Uh-huh.
In fact, June is National Candy Month. I don't know why. We can do a whole show on who makes up these days and like why is today National Coconut Pie Day. But how about personal items, personal care items, or is it mainly food?
Well, a lot of it is food, but if we can get things like the little pocket-sized Kleenexes.
Oh, sure.
Also, the travel size items like the shampoo and the hair conditioner, this kind of thing. We do have to be careful. We can't send anything that could possibly have the alcohol in it, like mouthwash, hand sanitizer.
Okay.
Those things we cannot send.
Okay.
So, and they do like decks of cards and dice occasionally as well.
Oh, of course.
Yes. They do have downtime and they need something to do. So
deck of cards. Yeah. Or some dice. I can think of quick and easy games that you can play.
That's true.
Yeah.
And they're nice and small and fit into the bags quite well.
Sure. Yep. Sure. So even little toothpastes or not?
Yes. Yeah. The little toothpaste. It has to be in the box.
Okay. All right. I could see that.
Yes. And eye drops as well.
They
can have eye drops. We don't normally send any kind of medication. Occasionally we will get something like Neosporin. As long as it's in the boxes, that's fine. Chapstick is also another good item. Food item.
Absolutely. Yeah. Gosh, when you stop to think about what you could put in there, you probably have all of this on a website, right?
A lot of it is listed on our website.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Mm-hmm. And if someone came up with something, they could check with you and say, now with this, I was thinking about such and such. And
yes, absolutely. Yeah. All they have to do is get in touch with us to find out. We were talking about the food, one of the things, and the hot, spicy items. They like the things also like the hot sauce from Taco Bell or the barbecue sauce from Famous Dave's, salt, pepper, and sugar, because a lot of the things aren't really spiced up very much.
Okay, so, it helps.
Kind of bland food.
Add a little taste to that food.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, how interesting. I mean, a lot of times you end up with extra packets and you throw them in a little container and you go, whoa.
Exactly. And then just drop them off to us, you know.
So you say drop them off to you. Where is that?
That's, again, at 2944 I-70B Business Loop. All three Randy Southside Diners has drop-off containers.
That's right.
Yes. Modern Classic Motors has a drop-off container.
Great.
Horse and Sports also has a drop-off container.
All right.
And then over at Overhead Door as well.
Oh, okay. And all of those are listed on your website.
Yes.
So there's one place or another that you'll feel comfortable and find easy. To drop off all of that. When we get back, we're going to ask you about, I'm just wondering about the cost, for instance, of postage. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me, but you must have a big postage bill as I'm thinking all over this. So that would be another way for donations. And hey, you got a big yard sale coming up. So
yes, we do.
When we get back, and maybe some Christmas ornaments for Mark. I don't know. We'll see. So don't go away, everybody.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're at Sherwood Park, where 36th Annual Kite Day is underway. Nothing says kite quite like belly dancers.
Yeah, we have belly dancers here, and we've got a great day together. Man, I tell you, a nice breeze for flying kites. First 600 kids get a free kite. No charge. We got some other goodies in these bags as well, so come on down. The line is starting to form right now, and you want to get in it. And we got lots of booths up here as well. You can check out all the different vendors. They got some things going on. Whether you want solar for your home, you want to learn how to do some dance, or just a little bit of everything.
Yeah, something for mom and dad, too. So come on down, get in line, get your kite, get your goodies. There's ice cream from Meadow Gold.
Oh,
Yes, and it's very good. And also, we want to thank some of the people who have come out for us as well. Bump and Jump is here. We've got the Touch a Truck from our local first responders, Mesa County Sheriff's Office, Grand Junction PD and Fire, and Colorado State Patrol.
And what are you going to do with your yard? WD Yards, they're here too, so check it out. Show us Pulse.
Ladies, golf season's here again, and GJ Golf wants to help you get your groove back. GJ Golf is offering all lady golfers a free swing analysis in their state-of-the-art swing bay, along with professional assistance to take your game to the next level. Stop in or call to book an appointment. Need to get a grip? GJ Golf has new grips, along with clubs, bags, shoes, apparel, and accessories. GJ Golf, giving you a hole-in-one experience. On 24 and a half road behind Fisher's Liquor Barn and at gjgolf.net.
Join Taylor's Croft at the Grand Valley Highland Games May 15th and 16th. There's Scottish food, whisky tasting, athlete events, bagpipe bands, dancers and more. Come see us and get your Highland Games tickets at Taylor's Croft, 2478 Patterson Road in Patterson Village Square.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Mostly sunny and breezy for Saturday. Grand Junction, 75. Montrose could see a chance of showers and breezy, 69. Mostly clear and breezy Saturday night, 41. Mostly sunny Sunday, 69.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We all need a helping hand from time to time. This statement is especially true for some young people in Mesa County. Hello, I'm Blake Ammon with the Partners Program. A little of your time as a mentor can mean a better lifetime to a child. All it takes is 3 hours a week. There are many children who could benefit from having an adult friend and positive role model in their lives. You can be that person by calling Partners at 245-5555. Change two lives. Be a mentor. Call Partners today.
Unmasking the news, breathing in all the information.
Yes.
And taking the confusion out of COVID.
Of course, I come to you first.
News Radio 1100, KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Oh my gosh. We have so much fun on the break. We have fun with you guys, definitely. But we have a lot of fun during the break and we start talking. And I mentioned that, we have to certainly wish all the moms out there, grandmoms, and my mother, who is now... not only a grandmother and a great-grandmother, but a great-great-grandmother and going to be 101 on the 20th of this month. And had a lot of stories about her. But we were talking about greeting cards and flowers. And I pulled up, and I swear it's misinformation, because it said that Mother's Day was the third biggest day for florists. And before, in my grocery days, I know that we talked about Mother's Day being the biggest day. Valentine's had been the second. So you know what? It's up to you to determine what you guys think. But you ask florists around here. And I know the gal has the wildflower over in Palisade, and she has so many deliveries from yesterday, today, and tomorrow, of course, they will. So, and they say that baby's first sound that they, when they're experimenting, is mama, and that's why mothers came about, mom came about, Mother's Day. And Fred will say, no, that's not true, it's dad, 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 dad. But well, we'll go by there. But and you are a mother,
yes.
And you are a mother not only to your children and stepchildren, but you're a mother to troops, to our troops. A lot of those young guys.
Yes, there's a lot of young guys, yeah. And girls that we certainly appreciate. Right.
Please take time and write a note to the troops and drop. But they can drop those off at these places as well.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, and okay. They can even make handwritten or hand notes if they want to, you know, draw a picture.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut out a picture out of a magazine and paste onto it. A joke from a magazine, even.
Sure.
Anything to just kind of cheer them up.
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, Karen is with Operation Interdependence. Tricky to say.
It is tricky.
But a wonderful organization that you helped start, and sending, over 2 million now, did you say?
Over 2 million troops have been supported.
Over 2 million years. Troops. Mm-hmm. That's over 2 million boxes.
Well, no.
Oh, I see how you do that. Yeah.
We count each one of the court bags as one of our care packages.
Okay.
It's been over 2 million.
But a lot of those
care packages, I
remember when I first visited you one time years ago, and to see how you have it set up, so to pack those boxes. Now, we've been talking about what goes in those boxes that people can donate. Now, you want product or money or either?
Either.
Okay.
Either one can help. A lot of times, if we don't have products that we like to send,
mm-hmm.
people
sure.
will ask us, well, can I just give you the money and you shop for me? Absolutely,
oh,
we can do
okay.
that. Yes. So, but most of the money goes for the postage, obviously.
Uh-oh, and how much...
That
runs
us a minimum of $2,000 a month.
Oh, my.
So it can run us up to $3,000 a month, depending upon how many commanders we send to. The commanders get in touch with us and tell us.
Okay, that's how this works.
Yes,
okay.
They get in touch with us and tell us that they need boxes and how many are in their units. But family members and friends can also contact us and let us know so that we can get a hold of them and we can say we would like to send boxes to you. Would you be interested? And please give me your information.
Oh, right. So,
yes.
So you're making it easier and easier.
Easier
and
easier.
And spreads out
exactly
the goodness.
Exactly.
Now, the website, what's the website?
www.oidelivers.org.
Okay. OI Delivers.
Yes.
And if you get confused, just put...
Just put in Operation Interdependence in Google, and you can do Facebook as well. We have a lot of things on Facebook as well.
I remember one time I just put OI, and Interdependence pops up as a selection. Maybe it's because I've looked at your website a lot. But
could be.
But yes, and you can donate, if you want to donate cash, you can donate through the website.
Yes, you can pay. Go through PayPal.
Okay.
To donate.
Mm-hmm.
That is our biggest one. You do not have to have a PayPal account.
Okay.
You can just
there
go,
you go
hit the PayPal the button and it will give you the information as how to make a donation.
Right, and then sometimes you're maybe at a big box store or a regular supermarket and they're having a great sale on maybe the packaged tuna, for instance.
Absolutely.
I mean, we could go on and on.
Yeah.
And so you just grab a couple more cases. If they're really good buy, then just say, I'd like to get a couple cases of this,
exactly.
You know.
That's nice. That's nice. But as we tell people, when you're going shopping, why don't you just pick up one box of something extra? And then when you have three or four boxes, drop them off.
That is great. And now, where you can drop them off at, because there's many locations.
Yes.
Review that for us.
Okay. There's all three Randy Southside Diners.
Mm-hmm.
Modern Classic Motors.
Okay.
Horse and Sports.
Uh-huh.
And Overhead Door Company, as well as our office.
So every time you open the garage door, think about that.
Exactly. We are in the same parking lot as them, so that makes it a little bit easier to find.
Oh, that's right. You did say that.
Yes.
And is that where the yard sale's going to be?
Yes, that's where the yard sale's going to be. We're going to be in the parking lot there at our office.
A yard sale. So tell us about this stuff. Oh, it says stuff you can't live without.
Absolutely.
I tell you
Absolutely.
What, there better be a Christmas ornament there.
Oh, there is. There's Christmas ornaments, and there's little people that dance around and play Christmas songs as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, yes.
Write a note and shop for bargains.
Right, right.
Okay, now when is this?
This is next Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yes.
People love to get out early for these kinds of
they
things.
Do.
Yeah, they want
do.
To... They wanted to get the first select, you
yes,
know, first choice.
We're not going to set up outside until 7 a.m. So.
Oh, okay, all right.
But there will be things on the inside of our office as well.
Okay.
There will be certain items that will be firm prices.
Mm-hmm.
We have some things from Disneyland, and so we want to make
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that we get,
sure.
you know... they're new items. Things like lanyards that the kids can use. They can wear them to school and put their mask around them onto the lanyard.
Oh, that's
and
a great
that way
idea.
They can slip it off when they don't need it, like at lunchtime, this type of thing.
Sure.
And then it slips back up. So it's very easy to do. It sounds complicated, but it's very easy for the child to do.
So
we have that kind of thing that's going to be available as well.
Now, are you taking donations for the yard sale, or are you at the point where you're
at the point now?
Okay,
where,
that's
no,
what I figured.
Yeah. It's I can't even hardly get in the front door of our office right now because of the donations that have come in, and
good.
I'm thankful for that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It sounds like people are really supporting it.
Yes.
And you know, hey, it's so beautiful out now. It's May, and Mother's Day's this weekend, so you'll have free time next weekend, and take in the yard sale, 8 a.m. to, what did you say?
1 p.m.
To 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. 1 p.m. Right there, 2944 I-70 Business Loop, number 206. Stuff you cannot live without.
Exactly.
And bake sale.
Yes, we have some of the volunteers that have decided that they would like to bake as well. We're going to have things like zucchini bread, I know for sure.
No, that's a good one.
That's a good one. And I'm sure there'll be cookies and other kind of goodies. I have one volunteer who loves to cook.
Uh-huh.
He decided that he was going to make some bread for us. What kind of bread? I have
no
idea.
Oh, wow. Homemade bread?
Homemade bread, yes.
I can almost smell the aroma of homemade bread, you know. When
exactly.
That term, homemade bread, gets you every time. And you know that 100% of what you pay for these things goes to the troops, supporting
absolutely.
The troops. With
absolutely.
Their,
since we're all volunteers, we make sure that it all goes to them, whether it's the products that we buy or whether it's for the postage.
How many volunteers do you, I mean, a rough?
Roughly we have anywhere from 8 to 10 that
okay.
come volunteer.
Okay.
Except we do have a group of college students that come in once a month.
Well, that is good news.
Yes,
I like that.
Yes. So there's anywhere from 7 to 17 of them that show up at one time. And boy, when they pack, it doesn't take long for them to go through everything that we have.
You know what? I thought that I have this picture of them coming in, and boy, those young people, they'll get right down to
that's
it.
That's right. They plan on 2 hours, and sometimes it only lasts about 45 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
that's terrific. Now,
yes.
Do you have certain days that volunteers come and work?
We do, but they do have to vary occasionally with different things that's going
sure.
on. Like the month of May, there is so much going on that we're only having 2 meetings this month instead
okay.
of our regular 4.
Okay.
So, but Thursday mornings and Saturday mornings.
Thursday mornings and Saturdays.
Yeah, so, but they can find that. They find my email address on the website, and if they're interested, I get them signed up, and
okay.
I send out an email at least once a month telling everybody when the meetings are going to be.
Okay, that's
so,
good.
Yeah.
Now, I remember one time you mentioned that there was a truckload, I think, of something over in Denver, or...
We've had truckloads come in from Chicago and
wow.
from San Antonio, Texas. They do a drive for us every single year that ends up on the 4th of July. And
appropriate.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. And they last year, as a matter of fact, American Furniture picked it up for us because of the COVID. They went down and picked it up for us and brought it to us. So
well,
yes,
thanks
so,
to Jake and
yeah,
all of his
yeah,
people for
yes,
doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I have to give a call, a shout out, as they say, to
mm-hmm.
all of the volunteers and say, help, we
help.
Need to unload a truck.
Yes, so, yes,
yes.
Well, do you have some people that maybe are kind of on standby that maybe don't come to every meeting,
right?
But,
yeah,
but,
right.
And they could get their name on that
of
list.
Things that they would like to do, whether they just want to write notes, whether they want to come help pack, if they want to be just
good.
Occasionally. I have the different lists that I send out to different people all the time.
Perfect. So. We got the signal from Mark. We only have one more segment. Sad to say, but stick with this, and we'll wind up on the yard sale and have a note or two for moms out there, because after all, it's Mother's Day.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We are at Sherwood Park. We're getting, we're actually doing the 36th annual Kite Day brought to you by Grand Valley Power. We're going to be here till noon today. Admission is free, and it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, the weather's cooperating, enough breeze to get the kite up in the air. And then while you're here, you can do a bump and jump, you can win prizes, you can get ice cream.
Or you can even fly your kite if you're a kid. We've got touch a truck from our local first responders, Mesa County Sheriff's Office, Grand Junction PD, Grand Junction Fire Department, and Colorado State Patrol. And we've got ice cream. Big thank you to Metal Gold as well.
There are 18 vendors in here. Just Cruiser and Merrillac Health. So if you've been having some questions about your health and about everything that's going on, you can check with them.
Yeah, lots of different vendors. I see Cold Stone's here, Atlantis Solar, just a few of them out here, Canvas Products, and they got little games and stuff. Looks like you're doing at all the different booths, so it's a lot of fun. And a big thank you again to our big sponsor, Grand Valley Power, for making this possible for our 36th annual Kite Day at Sherwood Park going on till noon.
I love it when people do their own creative idea and something that I hadn't seen before or thought of before. All of a sudden, someone will bring in a picture of what they did at their house, and it's awesome. We have lots of backyard stuff as well as indoor remodeling products. We've got brick, veneer, stone, all kinds of boulders, gravel, of course, retaining walls and pavers. We've always got that stuff. Fire pits are really popular. It's a real cheap way to make a fun area in your backyard. Find us at the Brickyard, 2860 I-70 Business Loop, Montrose on North Townsend. We make it easy to build hard things.
Initially, I had gone to Simpson Brothers with a list of things that another company had given me. In some things, they were in agreement. With some things, they felt it could be put off for a period of time, which pleased me with the expense that was looming on it. I recommend Simpson Brothers to all of those who are seeking careful car care. Excellent people to work with.
Simpson Brothers Garage. Your car's never had it so good.
At Greyhound Real Estate, we do everything a traditional real estate broker does. We just do it for less money. If you sell a house and turn around and buy a new house with us, we are automatically going to save you about 3% on the entire two transactions. We will charge you only the 1% on the listing side. Then on the buying side, you will be guaranteed a 1% buyer rebate. This is Jennifer Circa with Greyhound Real Estate. Check us out online at greyhoundrealestate.com or give us a call at 970-344-9344.
I am a veteran. I spent 2 years alone and homeless.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My victory was finding the support to get back on my feet.
DAV helps veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran. When I got out, I felt like nowhere was safe.
So veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory was finding the help I needed. Thanks to DAV, now I feel like I'm human again.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Sean Hannity.
The financial costs of what Joe Biden is doing.
Scorching takes.
So they're not being honest.
Weekday afternoons at 1.
Summer of 2021 is
KNCZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
You know, it's really a beautiful day out there to, you know, take mom for a walk today too as well. A lot of mothers, and I have one right here with Karen Carley, who is head of the Operation Interdependence for getting little boxes to our troops and bringing them some sunshine and a good note from home. But a lot of mothers we were talking about that are over, they're part of our troops. They are our troops over there. So they'll be celebrating Mother's Day
when they get home.
Right. Right. And they'll all be talking about their kids, I'm sure, as will the dads, too.
Oh, yes.
I mean, our troops, all of them will be thinking of their mother as well. So what a good thing your group does, Operation Interdependence. You got to check them out on the website.
Yes, please.
And the website once more is?
OIDelivers.org.
Mm-hmm. Only. And really, everyone, think about this. Take the time out to write a couple notes to the troops. You don't even have to say who you are if you don't want to.
No.
In
fact, we ask them to not.
You ask not to. Okay.
Well, they can put their name and their city, state, mm-hmm. this type of thing, but we prefer not to have any email addresses or
street
addresses, this
right.
type of thing.
So right. I totally understand that. But what a wonderful project, and it's going. When's your 20th anniversary?
Oh, gee.
Is it sometime?
I think it's in December.
Okay.
I think it's December of this year. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
20th anniversary coming up, and taking comfort and some goodies to troops all over, you said. On land and
sea. Land and sea. And we have been asked, we do send places that not in the conflict zones, obviously.
Sure, well, sure you do.
Places like South Korea and right. Africa and this type of thing.
But they're away.
They're away from home.
They are Absolutely. Away from home. They certainly are. And one of your fundraisers is going to be next Saturday.
Yes.
A yard sale.
Our yard sale will have some very unique items.
Very unique. Yes, you've told me some, you guys. And I have a chuckle about a couple of those.
You just never quite know what
you'll
people will donate.
You'll just have to go out and see what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
You know.
Come check
and
a
lot of good stuff, though. As
there
you
is
say,
a lot of
stuff
things.
You can't
yes.
live without. And once again, that is at 2944 I-70 Business Loop 206. It's easier to find than you think.
Well,
it is a little tricky.
If you're going, it's really just off of 29 and a half road and North Avenue.
Right.
Between that
right.
and the frontage road.
And look for overhead doors.
Look for overhead door company. And we'll also have a great big wavy man out by the freeway.
Okay.
That will be
Good.
Waving people in as well.
Okay. So. From 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yes,
ma'am. Okay. And they're going to start setting out at 7, so you might want to give them a little time to get that all set.
Please give us a little bit of time.
Yes. And a bake sale. And I hear there's going to be some bread there, homemade bread, and who knows what else. But
who knows?
I'm sure
Absolutely.
Very, very tasty.
Yes.
And you guys have followed the guidelines for COVID all along.
Absolutely.
And persevered.
Yes.
Be it in your garage instead. And,
I have neighbors walk by and look and wonder what I was doing some days,
right.
I'm sure.
But, and you know what? Could they bring along a case of something?
Absolutely.
To go in
Anything
those boxes?
Absolutely. Anything at all. We accept it all.
Right. And there's suggestions on the website. If you have any question about an item, there's also a phone number to call.
Yes.
That they can check with you.
Yes.
But we have talked about a number of things, and everything needs to be, of course, packaged, prepackaged.
Prepackaged, factory sealed.
Yeah,
yes.
Factory sealed, as they say. So, but there is more items there than you would think.
Right.
That would be appreciated, from chapstick to... What are those red hot balls? What do you call them?
Fireballs.
Fireballs.
Or cinnamon discs, yes.
Quite a variety of food, to toothpaste.
Absolutely.
To
toothpaste.
So there is a choice. So you can feel good about whatever you decide to put in. But this would be a great thing, I think, to do is if you're going to go check out the yard sale, then take a few items with you.
Right. When you go shopping, just pick up an extra box
there you
or
go.
Something and bring it to us when you come to the yard sale.
No doubt you'll be shopping before next Saturday.
Obviously.
A lot of you do shopping on Saturdays and Sundays on the weekend. So think about that and grab a couple packages or a case, whatever it
right.
might be,
right.
and take it. And know that it will be greatly appreciated, and some troops will be sitting there opening that box and enjoying your efforts to send them something. And don't forget the note.
And don't forget the note.
It does say here, all proceeds go to support our deployed, but please write a note and shop for bargains.
Absolutely.
And Mother's Day, I'm going to say happy Mother's Day to my mother. And let us all think about, all the troops will be thinking about mom, and a lot of moms will be over there. They are troops, and they will be thinking of this day and when they can get back and celebrate with their family. But in this day and age, at least you can get a note, or you can send them an email, or one way or the other. Yeah, don't forget mom, you know. And they say the most important thing to moms, and I know that, is just to hear from your kids on Mother's Day. And the other thing I have had mothers tell me, and I too, you know, they always say, mom, stay in the bedroom, and they're going to bring them breakfast. But a lot of them love to have them make the breakfast, but then they want to sit there with their family and have the breakfast that's prepared for them. There's been some interesting breakfasts, I think, probably served to a lot of moms over the years.
Sure.
and if it, I saw one where they were all sitting on mom's bed, and so they were all, I would think that that bedspread tablecloth probably had to go into the laundry. but a lot of fun things. And, you know, I do hear in this valley, we plan on planting things on Mother's Day. And I think we might just be putting out some tomato plants tomorrow because Mona from Bookcliff, who's on before us, she told me that she thought it was good to go. And the forsythias have bloomed, and it looks like the weather is going to cooperate. Not in all parts of the country, by the way. I hear there's some really cold temperatures going around, but here in western Colorado, in our valley, we're going to have a nice day, maybe in the 70s instead of the 80s tomorrow. But take time and go to the food, our Food for Thought Facebook page and check out the cake. You could do this. It's really easy to do, and it makes you look like you know what you're doing. So with strawberries. And once again, Karen, Carly, thank you so much. And I'm saying happy Mother's Day to Mark as well, because you're a single dad. And so you're the mom, you're the dad. And, and he's going, but send food instead of flowers. I don't know, but happy Mother's Day to you all. And thanks, Karen. And we hope to see you at that yard sale next Saturday for the Operation Interdependence. Take care, everybody. Take a walk today.
My name is Fallon Brown. Delivering with Uber gives me the flexibility that I need in order to keep up with my studies. Growing up, I was told I needed to go to school, but no one explained to me how to pay for college. I tried to go the traditional route for part-time jobs, but it didn't offer me the flexibility that I needed.
Many people who drive with Uber tell us flexibility is important to them, but don't just listen to us. Ask your driver or delivery person. You might be surprised by their story. Earnings may vary. See website for details.
Hello, this is Robert Gator Tread. Is your garage floor cracked, stained, chipped, or otherwise damaged? At Gator Tread, we have multiple products and services for you to choose from. These include grind and polish, micro toppings, epoxies, and more. Contact us today at 970-515-7910, and let's make that garage as beautiful as the rest of your home.
To learn more about Gator Tread products and services, visit their website at gator-tread.com.
Good morning, everybody. Go play a kite. Or I should say, come play a kite for a super park.
I think I've been here for at least 30 of them. And Sherwood Park, which is kind of right behind Old Chicago.